Hey guys, welcome to The Shack, an LTWK podcast. You can check us out on Stitcher, Twitter,
Not Twitter.
Wherever
you find your podcast.
Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple,
and just
Google Podcasts.
This is our second go-through of this because we were having some technical difficulties.
Right.
So we're revisiting some old favorites here.
So, hey, yes. We need to do a roll call. Let everybody know who's here today. I'm here, LT.
It's good to hear you, man, on the inside.
Mikey.
Nick.
Sam.
So we wanted to bring you a show today. We're going to talk about, kind of let you know what goes on in the shop every day. Kind of the things that we talk about. Now, naturally, we do make knives.
And, we do?
Yeah, we do that. And a lot of the business stuff gets on. But we eat lunch sometimes. And we also sit around and talk about stuff. Usually,
stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Well, knives, trucks, guns, kayaks, all kinds of stuff. So we got tons of stuff. Today happens to be Friday, and it's a pretty nice day other than it's really hot, but it's still really nice.
Yeah, a little
and,
hot.
And we are going to stay over tonight and work on putting a lift kit on Sammy's FJ.
Mm-hmm. Surely be. Should be fun.
Yeah.
A little bit of rust under there, but the case of PB Blaster I use should help, I'm hoping.
Yeah, he's been spraying that thing down every day, every morning, every lunch, every evening for what, a week?
Except for today, I missed out on lunch because we were a little bit busy.
Yeah.
Eating and vidyan and stuff.
So we're looking, hopefully that will go good. Scott's got a strut
compressor.
Compressor. And
yeah. One of the dangerous tools.
Together. Hopefully the rust
works.
Is not a problem. But
it only hurts if it explodes.
That thing scares me.
It'll be fine.
When you were using the other one yesterday, I thought for sure it was going to shoot across the room, through the wall, into
another
building.
Those couldn't get any safer. They wouldn't sell them if they weren't safe.
No, ain't that
yeah,
the
right.
truth?
Is that like if it's on the internet, it's true?
Exactly.
Okay.
He read on the internet that strut compressors were safe.
So we will let you know how that turns out in a future episode.
Potentially, we'll let you know how that turned out.
Nah, it's going to be fine. We've done. I mean, we've done.
The next one may be a memorial episode to Sam.
How many lift kits have Scott put on?
752.
No, I meant more than this year.
Oh, 6,846.
We lost count.
And you've put on one or two or three.
Four, eight.
I've watched and/or helped with a couple.
Been an evolving lift.
Yeah,
this
one's actually easy.
On the truck twice.
But this one, you're thinking, is fairly easy.
Easier than what?
Not putting a suspension on.
New shocks and coils for the back and shocks and strut for the front,
I
right?
Do,
it's
yes.
done.
Yes, hopefully, as long as all the bolts come out.
Okay, well,
so, which they're
relatively.
Not, but we have a torch.
We do.
So it's if right. it's not painfully obvious just yet, we are talking about nothing today on this episode. Of
LT, what's the topic today?
You know what?
He's not the topic guy.
Nick.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Sammy, what's the topic today?
And I would like to go on the record saying this is a bad idea.
Okay, for those of you listening, Nick has whiny tales today. This is a bad idea. We think it's a good idea because we want to bring you, like, this is how we do things every day. We get squirreled. We go this way. We go that way. We get all of our work done plus more and then enjoy ourselves the whole time.
I got it. Like, I figured out what it is, Scott. Today's topic is no topic.
That's correct.
The no topic topic day?
Yeah.
No topic.
No topic. Topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the no topic. Topic.
Well, we can all babble for quite a while.
Yeah.
So.
And we got these cool hologramic stickers, which we're going to squirrel away.
Hologramic.
Yep. Thanks, Sticker Mule.
Yeah. There's your plug.
What would you call it?
They're holographic stickers.
Yeah.
He said hologramic.
I call it 70s Trans Am dashboard.
Holographic.
Oh, you know.
He said hologramic.
I've said
three
times. You're
finally
catching on.
I just heard it.
The spun aluminum dash.
That reminds me of Back to the Future movie. There was
gotta
some
get
of that
back
stuff
in time.
They went to the future. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Totally.
Marty
so anyway,
McFly's sunglasses.
Got that.
Right.
Well, hey, just for today, it happens to be Amy's birthday, and we had
birthday.
Oreo cookie ice cream
ice
cake
cream.
At 9 o'clock break this morning.
Awesome. Do people know who Amy is,
we got,
by the way?
Amy works here, by the way.
yeah, she's that person. That
all that matters is
person.
That we are all very chatty as a result of the
we
cake.
Got sugared.
We're still on our sugar high from 9 o'clock this morning.
You
and
guys
cannot
handle your sugar.
Sam's like, what's the big deal? I'm coming off my sugar drink and having some sugar cake.
Yeah, I was drinking
Sam
a sugar drink.
Sam and I are trained professionals. The rest of you
some
are
sugar
amateur
cake.
Hour.
I'm telling you. I will admit it hit me.
Oreo ice cream cake, and I kid you not, it was like taking a 5-pound bag of sugar and pouring it directly into your mouth and sprinkling a little bit of Oreo on top.
Ask me what I had for breakfast. No, go ahead, ask me.
All right, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a bag of sugar with a bag of powdered sugar on top.
I believe it. I believe it. I've
That's
seen
great.
You eat. There's no doubt. So anyway, we were jacked up.
Nothing
now, when the crash happens,
you're just going to hear snoring.
You may have you'll hear us slap Scott when his eyes start dripping because he's
yeah,
already
he
I can see he's already slouching. He's got his arms crossed. He's getting his comfiness on.
He's got them half closed eyes.
Yeah. If I get the neck pillow out of the truck,
I'd give him a wedgie, but he's already wearing his Magnum PI shorts.
Oh jeez,
shorter the better.
Thank God this is radio only, right? So anyway, after our ice cream cake, which we had this morning, that was really good. So we are preparing for an FJ. A lift kit build tonight, so that's one of the
things.
And
tomorrow, and potentially Sunday.
Speaking of random squirrel things, I'm on Amazon right now as we're recording this, and on my homepage popped up an advertisement or a suggestion for a chainmail scrubber for cast iron cookware, and I know we all like cast iron stuff. Have any of you guys tried this? Because it looks interesting.
I have a friend who does chainmail, and he made me one.
Yeah? Does it work good?
Works pretty good.
Okay.
I try not to let my cast iron get to that point,
but it
does work.
Really?
Okay.
I've seen you cooking
Sam utensils. And I looked at each other and been camping with you.
The camping cast iron is
Should
different.
We go down this
he scrapes the
Mike's
food
equipment?
Out of it to put the next round of food in it. Like, and this is like months in between. He just scrapes the excess gunk off from last time.
Whoa.
And starts cooking.
You just slow down. I remember getting my scottle out, or Sam telling me about that.
I remember getting the scottle out.
That still had shrimp on it from 2 months before when you borrowed it.
Oh, that was.
But to top it off.
When we went to Muddy Chef and you let Slade to a
level. He was so mad at you
because I was in Georgia.
I must have forgot.
That was the only thing I had to cook on.
I'm sorry.
In all fairness.
Also, it gave it a seafood flavor, whatever.
Mike did set his stove on fire one time.
Actually, I was not involved in that. Y'all set my stove on fire.
No, Nick, I think it was me and you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nevertheless,
it was the condition of the stove that caused
Wasn't
it.
There a
it had nothing to do with the 32 pounds of bacon y'all cooked on it in one day.
Just saying.
Yeah. Bacon's
Wasn't
not
there a
greasy?
Problem once boiling hot dogs in a jet boil? Did that catch fire?
No.
No.
Mike
has caught fire using a jet boil. I've seen it.
All that time you burnt? Yeah, that was a bad one. That was a hurter.
He was peeling for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
On his face.
I forget. What happened? Oh, that
Ty
Sprinkle
was making coffee, and it boiled over, and my flame adjuster is broken, and as I was trying to turn it with my hand, it burped up.
Yeah, I remember. That was a hurter. I remember that one.
We still like our jet boils. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah. No. I'm super
I have since purchased a new jet boil and retired the old one.
Now, do you see my jet boil? I don't cook in. I just water.
I just do water. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I
do water and coffee in mine, and that's about it.
You know,
I don't even do coffee. I don't want to put anything other than water in there.
I do.
Really
I
gotta
got the
force
French
people
press
like,
thing.
No,
I do
you
coffee.
Can borrow, but we're only boiling water. You do whatever you want after that. Yeah. No food in my jet boil.
Water, coffee.
Never.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just
I can
like
I can understand and respect your decision, but my wife is a coffee drinker and she likes French press. So.
Okay, but I'm cool with that. But
that's
you know those
food,
drip.
Though.
What's that drippy thing I got, Sam? That where I put
the pour over coffee.
Yeah, pour over coffee maker.
The carry coffee.
No, they're fine.
Carry
but
coffee
she
maker.
Just happens to like French press coffee.
Huh?
I bring a 20-pound propane tank, a single burner stove, and a 14-pot. Percolator.
Yes, that has to percolate for approximately 3 days.
Yeah, but the coffee that
45
out of
minutes
good.
For a long time.
When LT has to make a warm-up cup of coffee while your percolator is making coffee.
That's like when you go to Starbucks. You know, you got to stop at Dunkin' Donuts first to get coffee so you can wait in line for coffee. It's, you know, it's
that's serious right there.
That one.
Yeah,
that's a commitment level I have not attained.
I don't know if I'm
I have never done this,
but Mike
I've
is
heard
right.
plenty of people say
I got to have a... Like, well, I don't gotta have, but I enjoy to have a cup of coffee relatively quick. Now, Sam perks some nice coffee. I like it. But it's a long process.
Well, if you'd get up a little later, I'd have the coffee done when you're rolling out of bed.
No.
But you insist on getting up at 3 a.m.
Well, you gotta have coffee ready.
Unfortunately, you're already up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Can't you just heat up some of the coffee from the night before and use
that
as a warm-up?
There's not stuff left.
Nick has to go accept a delivery of shelves for me.
Yeah, so we're
going to
be a man down. Man down for just a couple
minutes.
Just
don't ask Nick important questions while he's gone.
Yeah.
I might need some help.
Okay. So we will...
Take Mr. Chatty Pants with you.
Come on, brother.
Go ahead, steal lifter.
I guess that means I'm leaving.
Hey, well, Well, if you do, Colin will come down there.
We can pause the recording. In the meantime, the three of us will continue talking about old people things while the youngsters are gone.
While the youngsters are gone. That's a good one.
That's nice.
So other than, I think that lift kit's going to be a little bit
hard to do.
Work.
Yes.
Yeah. He had a lot
of 2.5 days.
I think
it's going to be surprisingly easier than you think.
I'm hoping.
Well, if this truck was not rusty, no problem. I'd probably do it with my eyes closed. They're going to be breaking some bolts, potentially. But we got the torch. We got the...
Looks like a nice setup. I think it'll be good.
He's been proactively spraying PB Blaster, and that does work.
I know.
He is.
We'll see.
Actually, Nick and Sammy ran down. We're getting some new shells for Mikey's area, the build area, to
if it makes you feel any better, it's not rusty under where the nuts are.
Okay, but right past the threads is more rust.
Yeah, that's going to be rough. So, hey, we got some news last night that the Blade Show was canceled.
Yep. I'm not at all surprised by this.
No?
Not one
not
bit.
Surprised. Actually, not even I'm unhappy because the Blade's big Super Bowl for us. And,
right,
and
but it's not a good time to be going out in public right now.
And, more reason.
For sure.
Yeah, kind of like, hey, it's canceled. What are we going to do, though?
Yes.
So we have some plans, right? We got some plans.
I'm excited about
good
our plans.
All
right, why don't you throw a couple out on the table there, bud.
Well, okay, first of all, we are going to have a Friday night gig and then a Saturday afternoon gig.
Right, right.
Friday night's for the Pout House members, which if you are not a member, this now's the time to join. There's a link on the website. It's $20 a year. If you win one drawing, you've well surpassed your amount of payment on the Pout House.
Just for the pre-admittance for the Friday night event
for Friday's,
the virtual Blade.
Yes, Friday will be good. Mm-hmm. Friday night, from 7 to 9, we will have a special show just for the Pout House members. And there's going to be some really cool knives for sale.
Oh, absolutely. And some other
things. And some
things.
Never before attempted / seen / offered.
It's going to be good.
Now, we got some cool things. We sat around for a couple hours this morning. You know, again, it was about 6:40 last night when we got an email. Says, hey, the Blade Show is officially canceled. So this morning we have to kind of regroup because we're only 14 working days away.
As you often say, we do our best flying when it's by the seat of our pants.
No. You know me. I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is the cool part because we are going to hammer it, and we are going to come up with some really cool product to show everybody that gets the opportunity
to tune
in. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
If it weren't for a crisis or an impending deadline, we probably wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, because then things are a little bit too laid back.
We get pushed,
you know,
that's good.
Part of how we operate, though. We go in there, and we kick butt like crazy and go, you know, like bam, 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 get things ready and hit the shows. But with the whole shows, like everything's canceled for the rest of the year for us. We have
shut it down till...
You know, the one thing, sadly, you know, the whole COVID thing, and I don't like to see people get sick and dying. There is no doubt about that. But as a company, it definitely has changed things for us and the way we do things. So we've had to rethink of, because again, we were used to going to shows. We were going to shows.
Yeah, we went from three weekends a month to traveling to zero.
I mean, one of us used to be on the road at least once a month each, right?
Yeah, for
sometimes, and depending on the show, going to like the expos and stuff like that, you're out 3-4 days camping. And
well, usually in the month of October, I'm gone 6 weeks in a row with a combination of
6 weeks in the month of October. That's impressive.
Awesome.
For my vacation, it usually falls in there, and then I have Expo West.
Pardon the noise,
Expo
we have
East.
Some product coming in. Okay, they're here with the shells.
There you have it.
Good job, boys.
We just unloaded 300 and some pounds of shells from almost 400 pounds.
Did you do it one-handed?
Actually, we both did do it. Okay. I told my, I think I can keep up one because I'm an old man. Thank you for bringing it.
Very good. Yes.
Today's delivery is brought to you by Uline.
Pitt, Ohio. Oh,
right on. We just
Pitt,
got
Ohio,
our shelving.
The fine,
so.
Fine gentleman at Pitt, Ohio.
Yep.
Hey, but that's the kind of stuff that happens every day, right? We get shipments coming in and out. Got cool stuff going on. So right on.
It wouldn't be a podcast about nothing if it weren't for a shelf delivery in the middle of it.
Hey, this is like our normal day. We ought to have video running for this so they can see what we're going on. Because we are sitting in the engine of the garage I'll wait for that
with
to
the door up
just a little bit.
What?
Those of you hearing that irritating noise is a what do you call that? A
pallet jack.
Pallet jack.
Yep.
Running down a gravel driveway. So
yeah, but did it sound awesome when we came up?
Oh, it did.
It was like rolling thunder, buddy.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, but yeah, we spent a lot of time on the road going to shows.
That, no,
like
that's
his
FJ passive.
Coming in.
Right? Hurtful.
Yeah. But with the cancellation of all the things, we have had to restructure what we do and kind of do some things online, virtual, a little more Pout House time, a little more social mm-hmm. media time. It's mm-hmm. definitely changed the face of the world and the face of business because, my gosh, there's just so much, well, again, supply chains. You know, having the supply
yep.
chains interrupted a little
having
bit.
Having some trouble, but
yeah,
we're
but we got
making
it going
do.
On, and then we'll get it set up and going. So other than we got that going on tonight, what do we got? What have you been doing to your truck lately?
Well, I've been trying to get the decals and whatnot stickered up the sides. So I've been doing a little bit on it each night here and there, trying to regain my parking place up next to the door.
Uh-huh.
You've lost it
you've
based on seniority.
Next to the door. Nor will you ever park next to the door.
Wow.
In all fairness, I could have parked next to the door a couple times, but I don't out of respect.
When they're
the
done babbling, I'll continue. Yeah. Normally,
words,
you have to have the lettered up vehicle to park right by the door because LT wants folks to, when they come down the hill, they go, "Ooh, look at them cool trucks. Oh, that must be the front door." So that's the way we do it. And then from there, unlike seniority, which it should be, it's whoever gets here first.
No,
so, Mr. I get up at 4:30 in the morning. Sammy Pants over there, he parks.
I don't get up at 4:30.
You know
I
what
get
I
up
mean.
At 4:30. He gets up at 5:30.
He parks right by the door. And then
I
LT
also
parked
get here and
him.
Unlock the place and turn on the power. And
turn the heat
and
on. Get your coffee started.
Them and we have nice chats.
Then, normally, my Toyota is the third one parked there. However, since I changed trucks and
again.
Had no stickers, Nick has parked his Barbie Jeep up by the door.
Because my party, your Barbie Jeep, as he likes to call it.
With no left
stickers.
Kit or tires.
Right on.
But it's got knife stickers.
Oh, it does.
Well, mine will too after this weekend.
So, are you going to work on your stickers this weekend? Because you got that
yes.
going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And so, you have already done some stuff, including
I
got
the
got
stripes
your lift
on. Oh yeah, well, all the other stuff. Yes, I do
got
have my Iron Man Pro Cell Foam 2.5-inch lift on.
I'm sorry, but the and this isn't a knock on
here
you or Iron Man in general, but Pro Cell Foam.
Yes,
just sounds like you jammed like foam blocks
there,
under your
if
car.
You watch some of their video, there is a piece of foam in there.
I know,
and it's to help with the aeration of the oil in the shocks.
It does not sound like a premium lift, in which it is.
It is.
That
right.
name
oh,
is not
it,
a good descriptor
yeah, cool.
to me.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I didn't name it, but I
would
call
in
it
all fairness, your truck is as good a, has got a good setting height right now. I like it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm,
she's
and
up there.
You know that I'm a fan of tall and skinny, so those
got
tires
got the 255-85
really
tires, yep.
Yeah.
A, an off-brand mud terrain at the moment.
Yeah, and they look good.
But
look
it's sitting
good.
Up there. We got the Victory 4x4 front winch bumper and the super winch on there.
And Brother Andy has helped
Andy
you.
Has done the biggest part to it, yes. He helped me. I mean, I helped him swap the stock gears out from 390 to 488. Wow. That was a huge difference. Night and day difference.
Do you feel the 488 is enough, or do you want to go even bigger?
I think I could have went 529s and still been okay. But this is enough to feel the difference.
Because you're not planning on doing the cab mount chops. Like, you're running the biggest tires that you anticipate.
I don't know. I did those cab mount chops. I find that has the whole separate body mount kicked back. I could put 435s on this truck. I definitely have the clearance in the back. That's no problem. Although the guy at Nitro Gear said you should run 529s with 35-inch tires, so I might have to experiment at some point, put 35s on my 488s and see what happens.
Is the Toyota and JK pattern, bolt pattern the same?
Nope.
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. I know
mine's
that.
Mine's
ours is 6 on something.
6 on 6.5, 5.5. I yeah. can't remember now.
And then JK is 5 on 5.5.
Yeah, but you got to, you,
half,
I mean, you
like
got to coming together good now.
The same,
no doubt.
Oh, yeah, I have
good.
A bunch of lights on it. I don't have anything wired up yet because I'm debating on how to wire it.
Oh, okay.
I think I want one of those type of systems, not necessarily a certain brand, but the box goes under the hood. It can be wireless, or it's an app on your phone. I think I just run less wires into the cab.
I enjoy my system like
yes,
that.
We'll see.
The one in the truck?
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't too hard to put in.
Oh, it was very easy.
Well, me, you and Sammy messed around one night, and I mean, wasn't even really working hard. And
the hardest part was because of the location that I put it in my truck, was having to take a portion of the dashboard center console out to get the switch panel where I wanted it.
Hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, it was so easy.
Got some old Hella 500s up on the rack on the cap. There's some new Baja Designs S1s, I think I got for the bumper. And I have the, when I bought my lift kit, Iron Man threw in a set of big Kahuna ditch lights. So those are mounted, but I just don't have anything wired yet. So
yeah. No, it's coming along good. It looks great.
Thank you.
So after we get done with the FJ.
Knife stickers. I might just build this one other coil for Sammy and then start stickering.
I told him he was allowed to.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, me and him, I'm a good wrench hander.
He knows how to do it. I just brought in a little bit different tool to work a little better. We'll see. I don't know, we'll see what works.
But having the gears put in, Andy and you spent a couple nights getting that together, and that turned out really good.
That was a lot of work. I've never done gears before. Excuse me, I've never helped do gears before.
You were an active participant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I popped the pumpkins out of the
I got to screw one bolt in because I got a skinny, scrawny arm.
LT did great. There is
one bolt.
Bolt. On the front diff that holds a bracket that holds vacuum lines or breather lines or a little bit of both for the front differential of a third-gen Tacoma. There was no way Andy was getting his meat hook up in there. I couldn't get to it from my angle, and LT's like, I got this, with his ratchet fingers, and he had it.
Yeah, no, it worked out really good. Andy knows his stuff about gears. He's done my Jeep. He's done his...
He did Gear Master.
International, right? Yep. And he's done Scott's Tacoma. Now Sammy and Grant are in line.
Yeah.
And then, are you gearing the Land Rover, or are you running, what are you running?
Well, I got a anti-lock, or a auto-locking differential, but it's already complete, so I can just plug it in, but ultimately I would like to re-gear and get air lockers when I have some more money.
Right on.
That, the Rover, though, has third-member dropouts, like my rear.
Oh, okay.
You can do them right on the bench, you know. Not that any monkey can do it, but, I mean... Yeah. It's easier than the IFS.
Yeah,
the
I wouldn't have to take the whole truck up there. I could just take the third members out and take them up to Andy's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And do it on the bench.
Yeah, show up on two dips. Yeah, correct.
Oh, right on.
We had to tear apart the front end pretty good.
But I did find a company in Utah that will sell you a complete third member with the gears already all installed with the lockers and the heavy-duty axle shafts that match everything.
Right.
And
dig it.
They just mail it to you, and you put it all in. So I wouldn't even need Andy if I went that route.
So what's an update on the Land Rover right now?
Biggest update on the Land Rover is that we have scheduled shop time with Andy, and we are taking the frame up there to do all of the finish welding on the frame extension, the rear cross member, and the outriggers to get all that stuff squared away. And once that is done, it is final assembly and wiring.
Sounds good. I like the
Very
way that's
excited.
Coming along.
So I've been desperately using all the extra money that I have to buy little things like fuel line, brake lines, wires, connectors, all the necessary tools that I need to make that all happen.
Right on. Yeah, my project, the next thing's going in the Jeep, and I've had the truss now for a while, but we just didn't have the time to put it on when we put the gears in. So I got to truss the front, and then we got new axles to
go
in
the
front.
This is your attempt to make a Super Dana 30, right?
Huh?
This is your attempt at making the Super Dana 30?
Yeah. So we got the axles, got the truss for that. I actually just got a Poison Spider diff cover to go on while we're doing it. We're going to change the gear oil. It's time.
And so change your and diff lube.
Yeah, we're going to change diff fluid. Yeah. I'm sorry. Front and rear on that. And that project is going to be done. I'm really excited about that. And then the only other projects I have remaining, Sam and I were talking about this yesterday. I wanted to get my Tom Woods drive shaft for the rear because I have the front end. What else did I tell you? Axles for the rear. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get the sliders on. Build the sliders and get them on.
Sweet.
And then I'm going to call it done for a while.
That, the
yeah,
next,
you're going to be in maintenance mode. Yeah. We got to get you some that, of your rust.
The next guy that owns that is going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you trade it in on the Hemi Wrangler.
No.
That's still going to be his daily driver. The Hemi Wrangler is going to be his overland kayaking vehicle.
No.
Yeah, because Jeep did come out with the Hemi, and I do like that a lot. But I'm going to – why can't I have both?
I suggested you have both.
Nobody said that.
It can park in the garage next to the hot rod.
That's right.
Wow. That
sweet.
Hey, hey, hey. That wasn't a dig?
No.
No, the hot rod's going home.
Because he's not driving it every day. It's still going to be beautifully parked in his well-done garage.
Yeah. Nick, update.
Well, I have some maintenance stuff I got to get after because Sam told me to. So I have some.
There's not going
to
be any body panels left.
I got to take care of. But lately, I have, like we said earlier, I've been looking at the new Broncos. Sam is convinced that I should get the Badlands edition. I like the Wild Track a little better, but
which one has the Sasquatch package?
Any
the
of
wild
them?
Wild Track.
No.
Okay.
Any of them?
You can get any of them.
That's an option.
Are you going 2-door or 4-door?
I think 4.
And
he's a family man. He has to go 4.
Four cylinder.
Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
6 would be the preference. Definitely want the Sasquatch package thing. That seems
going manual or automatic.
Can't have Sasquatch without
really
the auto.
To go manual, but yeah, you got
6 plus 1.
You got to have. It's got to be automatic for the Sasquatch.
It does, unfortunately.
So. Yeah,
but that's okay.
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
10 speed automatic. Still going to get good gas mileage.
I'm okay with an automatic.
Oh yeah, that'd be fine.
But I'm thinking.
You can. Does your wife know how to drive a stick?
Yeah, red body though with a white top.
There are many new things on there you cannot get if you don't get the automatic.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get that one-pedal drive, and you can't get the tire dig, whatever they call it, when the inside tire steers or turns slower. Got to have the automatic.
Oh, you mean like that cutting brake thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Electronic
that,
cutting
brake. I love that. I love that.
That's
I am a fan
first.
Of this truck.
I'm pretty
it is
sure.
A good-looking truck.
The Wild Track, you get the front and the rear lockers already in there. I mean, it's pretty cool.
No, it's...
There's going to be room for 37s.
You will instantly become king of the mountain you roll up in that bad boy.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
The knife stickers look on there, though.
Oh, totally,
I mean, awesome.
We'd have to get white to match the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
That, it would be,
wait, what do you want?
Nice.
A red body?
It will be.
Red body, white top. Like
you know how retro that would
look?
With
white stickers. That'd be kind of cool.
Right?
I think Mike should quickly draw that up in Photoshop somehow, and just to give us a rough
Photoshop,
idea. So I'll make him do all my vehicles, and just so I can get
did
an
you
idea.
Reserve it yet? Okay. Reserve it.
I'm
you only need $100 down.
I'm thinking about it.
Do
what are
it.
You waiting for?
Do it.
So you
we'll see.
Cool brand new Bronco with retro red and white. That would be
awesome.
And not gonna lie, part of it was the picture on their website. They have an old one that had the red and white top on it.
Oh, really?
Both just really like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're pretty sweet.
Guessing there's not gonna be in the very distant future when people are gonna have accessories that bring it back to the old original look.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
No doubt. It's a good truck, man. They did a good job.
Like,
yeah, you guys,
like
because it's going
like
to force
dashboard?
All the manufacturers
well,
to build
I
us cool
I was thinking
stuff.
Like the old-style fender flares could go on there, an older grill.
Oh. Well, I'm sure there'll be aftermarket goodies.
But, I mean,
you know what? If
kinda,
they had that bolt-on look for their old fender
retro
flares?
Date.
Right. That
how
would
about
be
the door
cool.
inserts in the old Baja Bronco or something?
Yeah.
Those fiberglass?
Although those cutaway doors are pretty sexy.
Did the old Broncos, the front window didn't fold, right? They were all solid.
Fold?
No, they rolled up
you
and
mean
down.
The windshield?
Yeah, the windshield.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, they were straight up, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick's showing
us
a retro photo now.
Yeah,
that's a first-gen
love it.
Bronco
love
with the kind of lower rear wheel wells that everybody cut out. And it's red with a white top. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, I like
it. And what is that, like a 1960?
1966 on the plate.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, was that like a late 60s
but
Scotty
see how
trailer?
See that's got a white
towing?
Grill on it?
Yeah.
Even if you took the, you know, stock grill out and plasti-dipped it white, I think you could really make it
agreed.
Look.
That'd be cool.
Cool.
Well, look how much my Jeep changed when we did the plasti-dip on the grill and flat back.
It wasn't hard at all.
No, it wasn't hard, but it looks so different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks way better.
And even just doing, like, your emblems and your antenna that were all silver, we did those as black.
Yeah, it worked out really good.
So far, I just plasti-dipped the V6 badge on the tailgate. I'm going to do it all, though. Looks better.
So are
Chrome, don't get you home, baby.
Are you going to just bail on the TJ now or what?
No. I plan on keeping that one forever, basically, until she blows up.
Because you got the rack to go on.
I do.
He's selling it.
Yeah, you don't want
I
the rack.
I don't know yet. I haven't decided one way or the other yet. I have a very nice roof rack for it, but it won't fit in my garage, and I really want to keep that car in my garage.
I know. Turn in your man card.
I have never had a car that fit in a garage. Never. Never had a car that fit in a garage. Oh. Since I've bought my own vehicles, never had a car that fit in a garage.
What about the Porsche? I have either.
It's not mine.
The Porsche fits.
Porsche fits.
The Porsche is not mine.
Eh, it's
we're going car shopping on Saturday, so the Porsche might be going away sooner
what?
Than
later. Go for a ride in the Porsche while
wait
you
a
can.
Minute. What's yeah. on your short list?
Oh, not me. My
Bronco?
Mother.
Oh, your mom. Oh, okay. I thought you were.
But my short list, now. My friend that has a car dealership has my dream truck other than the color. Sitting on
the
used car lot.
That you mentioned to me this morning that you hated about
but,
it.
No, it's not that I hate them. They're
he
just
did
not
off a list, didn't he?
Not mm-hmm. things that I would jump at.
Which
still,
well,
still
it's, cool.
It's a 1-ton Ram crew cab,
right?
In the Laramie package,
right?
Oh, I like those.
But the one he has is black on black on black.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing if you don't have yellow dogs.
After about 8 seconds, the truck is dirty.
Oh.
It'd be all right.
And it has the Ram boxes, which I'm not
you're
a huge...
You're going to get Carhartt covers for
is that that
anyway.
Thing on the...
The sides of the tailgate that open? So you can't do a soft topper, you can't do a camping...
Well, you can, you just
you
can't use it.
Yeah, but you lose a lot. It's like one
yeah.
or the other
is
kind
it
of thing.
Is it a Hemi or a diesel?
It's a diesel.
6.4 Cummins.
6.7 Cummins.
6.7.
And it's a mega cab. Which
well, there you go.
Mega
don't
cab.
Hate it, but don't necessarily need the extra 6 inches behind the seats either.
Huh. Good deal. Take it and run.
So we might be talking to him next weekend when we go up there.
Right on. Right on. So, Sammy, what's your update on...
oh, man. I hope
which,
everyone brought a lunch.
Yeah,
which car, though? You got to...
Start at the top and work your way
pick
down.
One.
Hey, Andy, if you're listening... Take a drink of water, take a breath, let your blood pressure come down
whiskey.
A little bit. Sam's going to talk about the four builds that he's not building.
But don't worry, yeah, he's not building the FJ, even though they're putting those springs yeah. in.
Well, once yeah. you lift your Jeep, I'll pick one vehicle to build. How about that?
Ooh.
From a barrel. No. All
right, then. Leave me be. Anywho, pick one.
Well, no, you go ahead.
Well, the
start
FJ's
it off.
Here. I think you should talk
we
about
know
that.
We're lifting the FJ.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're lifting the FJ.
Actually, you just did some lighting not too long ago to that, too, with the switch panel and stuff. That turned out good.
Yeah, I did.
And adding a front bumper in a little while to the FJ, right?
Well, now that we got everything I'm doing to the FJ knocked out of the way, let's move on to another car.
Wait, you forgot the tires.
Tires. To do that too?
You want to talk about the tires I bought?
Oh, yeah, you getting tires? I didn't know what
tires.
Size you bought.
Did you get five tires? No, just four? So you're going to have that baby spare? You know, you lose points.
Is it my turn to talk?
No.
Somebody unplug his mic.
We will talk for you.
Anywho, 255/80/17s, which is the same size tire as yours, just in a 17-inch rim.
255/80/17. Yeah. Who the heck makes that?
Cooper, Discover.
That's an oddball.
What's
ST Max?
What's the actual?
Oh, the like, oh yeah yeah yeah. The ST
they're
Max.
The 33x10
True 33.
Yeah, they're pizza
true
cutters. They're tall skinnies.
By 1050
cool.
or
it's
what?
It's the same 10. Tire that's on his truck, just for a 17-inch rim.
So how yeah. wide are they?
10.4, I told you.
Oh, that yeah, that's good.
Yeah, same as mine,
like
basically.
It.
Yeah.
So is yours a true 33 then?
It's 33.1, I think technically. Yeah. Yeah.
I like your. You got some nice looking stuff right now. You did well, son.
Thank you.
You did good.
It's gonna get better.
The Land Rover's gonna get 34 10.5s when it's all done.
Who makes that?
Dig it.
It's a metric size, but it measures out to be 34 10.5.
I like it. Well, Sam, was that all you have to say?
Well,
about Lincoln.
Didn't really say much.
Well, I mean, I don't know what all you're building on, you know.
The truck I'm not building, I'm not doing a whole lot to the truck I'm not building.
That's pretty much it, huh?
Until I find something else.
Are you
going to
put some rust encapsulating paint in your hitch?
Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Okay.
For those of you who would like to know, we were in there with a flat file the other day trying to make a bike rack fit.
It's old, okay? It lived in New York.
We had to hit it with a hammer. Multiple times.
Fit.
Oh. And a farrier's
how hard was it to get back out? I never
Mike
did that.
Pulled right back out.
Yeah? Really? Because it was hard going in, so
you
I was thinking...
It like,
jiggled in the back of my truck for 5 days to make it loosen things up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's probably good
But you
it.
Did have the horror for the whole weekend.
The what?
Harv, heavily accessorized recreational vehicle.
Yeah, the overloaded truck with the bad springs.
Well, you are right. That was sweet. A very overloaded vehicle.
It had two bikes, two kayaks.
Two kids, way too much camping
one
stuff.
Kid. Yeah.
One kid.
No, you, two.
Ball tires.
I don't know. We had the tan Tacoma loaded down pretty hardcore for an expo.
Oh, yeah. Four adults.
Four guys. The bed a the completely truck full Percy
no, no, no,
rack.
You talked when it was my turn. I get to talk.
Oh, sorry.
Now.
Go ahead, Sammy. Wow. Tell us.
Four people.
Yeah.
Bed of the truck was full of stuff. And the spot in between me and Ty in the back seat. And we were towing the fully loaded camper trailer.
Right.
And those four people weren't necessarily little.
Yeah. We didn't have any.
That's not fair to Ty Sprinkle. The rest of us fatties.
Ty was the lightest one in the truck.
Ty
for sure.
is a smaller dude. I mean,
yeah.
he's
yes,
compact.
But he's not 5 foot tall. He's no. tall and just not chubby like us.
That was a miserable ride in the backseat of that truck.
I'm sorry, but.
For see, you.
The year that.
And Ty.
Why would Ty? He had plenty of room, probably.
Ty was in the back seat.
He had his knees up against
all
his
the stuff on his side.
Bird feet and. Pappy there, we're up front.
He means Mike and Scott, for those wow. of you who are wondering what the heck he's talking about.
When we go undercover, those are our code names.
Ball screams when you pick it up, because it's like, oh my God, what is that thing?
You remember Starsky and Hutch? Well, we have Pappy and Crow Feet, whatever you say.
Bird Feet.
Bird Feet.
Well, that's pretty much all our truck builds. Are you going to tell them about anything going on with the Tacoma?
What about the Lincoln? Let's talk about the Lincoln.
Yeah,
the Lincoln's
when are we
not
getting,
getting anything.
Lincoln's getting
Lincoln
a
got detailed.
The Lincoln,
yeah,
got, a
got, cleaned.
The Lincoln got a full-on detail, and now she's cover. Under a car cover
spec
in the driveway.
Spec us. What year is it?
It's a 1990 Lincoln Town Car.
With?
Old person car.
54,000 miles.
Original.
And?
A
Landau,
top.
Oh jeez,
aftermarket.
Yeah,
aftermarket.
That was added
I
after
have
the
paperwork
fact.
From when my great uncle,
which I have
had the top
never
put on.
Seen. I've seen people rip them off and paint the hood, but not add one.
Yeah, add one.
That's crazy. It looks nice.
What
I mean,
race
it fits.
Would that thing be good for?
It is crazy. The
Gambler 500.
It is way too nice for a Gambler 500.
Yeah, I agree.
If it wasn't so
it
nice, I would drive it every
it.
Day.
That's your Sunday go to meeting car, right?
That car screams boggers.
No. It screams, leave me the way I am and drive me.
Headers
boggers
right
and a solid.
Out
when no. Sam takes his girlfriend to prom, he's
is it a solid rear axle?
In that ride.
Wow.
Is that a solid rear axle
bam,
car?
Yeah.
Bam.
Stop touching. I don't want you
is
touching.
It?
What's
it
in it? What's yeah, what's the be. Donk?
What?
It's what's a 5.0 Mustang engine.
Yeah, booyah.
For bam,
nice.
For bam.
Is it really?
And it has automatic climate control, heating, and air conditioning.
I kid. That is a very nice car.
Hey,
oh, it's
crush.
Very
Mustangs,
crush.
Did you see the new Shelby stuff? Like the stupid fast?
No, I got
Mustang.
Broncos on the brain and Tacoma.
Said,
yeah, the Broncos are kind of overshadowing it, but that
it.
Is like
what's
stupid fast.
Hey, you guys want to talk to the rest
hey,
of the group?
Hey,
or?
We can't hear a word you're saying. All we're hearing is, hey, you want to hear
the CB?
I was asking Scott about the Mustang.
Breaker, breaker, salt shaker.
The rest of the group, we're on the podcast.
We're actually all here.
Okay, the two non-hot rod guys, let me just ask them. Hey, have either one of you seen the new Mustang?
Absolutely. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
They have no idea.
I was watching some footage the other day of track day.
Yeah, they're like
it.
Stupid
I've
fast.
I've seen some pictures, actually.
The GT500's pretty sexy.
Yeah, I think look. They're going to start rivaling the Dodge guys. Why y'all?
That's hardcore because they
yeah,
because got it
that's
nailed.
Like, see, I would say that the Mustang is closer to the Corvette than it is to the
it's
Dodge
a pony
guys.
Car.
Yeah.
It is, but like the Corvette, the Mustang, both to me, those seem like legit road race street cars. The Mustangs all pretty much seem like I'm only worried about going in a straight line for a quarter of a mile.
You mean Challenger?
I don't know about
yeah, but
that.
See,
well,
but
may,
you
know, not
way,
even
the
Charger,
day.
Really.
Yeah, but, well, now, wait a minute. The Challenger of old was a...
not handling well
like
70s muscle
cars.
Car. Right.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that, like, they were, you know, the Mustang, the pony car stuff.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Had
yeah Challenger,
Challengers,
yeah.
Yakutas.
Right in there. Yep.
You
yep,
had
yep.
Your.
But none of the muscle cars really went turny very well.
No, they did
they
that circuit.
Them.
Yeah, they
still
did the Trans Am
yeah,
circuit
SCCA
and
stuff.
They had the
yeah.
Trans
Am,
the Camaros
series, yeah.
they ran. That the whole pony car thing. See, the Vette to me never fell into that. The Vette was kind of like its own thing. Which, believe me, who doesn't want a Corvette? They're awesome. I mean, that'd be
63
awesome.
And a half split window.
And I would take any of them.
I know none of you can all see what Nick and I are searching over here.
No idea.
But
you're on your, doing
you,
your own
you
thing.
That far. My, the one car that I would love to own in this life, 1967 Shelby GT500.
Eleanor.
Ah, yes, the Eleanor.
And
his Nicolas Cage movie stuff.
For me, it is the 1961 Ferrari GT California.
What they make,
you know,
five of those?
Like 50 of those in existence,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
But they are so cool.
Well, you should pick something else or build a kit car. You could build a kit car.
You had a Cavalier. We could have used it. I'm sure.
Right. Cut the roof off it.
It was already red.
The dipstick was already rusty.
Yeah. Well, yesterday when I was, I get every now and then barn finds will come up on my Facebook, and someone had on there a 69.5 four-speed bench seat, six-pack Roadrunner in blue. Okay, mine was green on green.
And you're not in the
this
car
is a barn
right now.
Find.
Why?
Wait a minute. This was rustier than my six-pack Roadrunner. The bid at the time I looked at it was $73,000. I sold my six-pack Roadrunner for
that's
about $5,200
right now.
Back in 1991.
Yeah.
Not good, buddy.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It hurt. It hurt a little when
a
I saw
Roadrunner, speaking of Roadrunners, a Roadrunner just popped up on Facebook Marketplace.
What year?
68, round marker lights. Bench seat, four speed.
Right.
Looks fantastic. It only has 45,000 miles or something
on
it. It was $41,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
that's
believe
a
it.
Bargain.
I thought, yeah. Not that I have that in my back
and
pocket.
And you're not
idea.
In that car right now because?
He doesn't own the car he's in now.
Shut up.
Sorry. I didn't think it was going to go that way.
You opened the door.
There's
I apologize.
Thanks,
that.
Sam.
Open
I'm
the
sorry.
Door and he slams it on
you guys
playing
these?
Like a mousetrap.
I'll lob it up. You hit it out of the park.
Hey, you want to race for pinks?
Yeah, no.
Oh, wait.
So, hey, the upcoming Not Blade show, so the virtual Blade Vault that we got going on, what are we going to have? Kind of hanging out in that. I know we're going to put some stag stuff together because
we're
talking about that.
Lots of cool stuff.
We're going to have some bolster knives.
Some
we're going to have some stag knives.
Guarded.
We're going
right?
to have some guarded
maybe.
Knives.
I heard something maybe about that. Yeah.
There I can't wait for the stuff that's going to be on the Powhouse Only show.
Oh, yeah.
Mind
if you are a Powhouse member, there could be things in there. Well, I don't know if I should
all
even
I
say.
All I can say is you're going to want to bring
just
up your piggy banks for this
okay.
one.
Okay.
I saw some Damascus pieces floating around a little bit ago. Just
what?
Throwing that
he said the
down.
D word.
He did.
Hold on. Hold
I would drain
on.
Your children's college funds and inheritance.
You might need to for some
yep.
of these.
I think it's going to be a good show, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I always get excited
I
for the Blade Show stuff.
Noises earlier. I don't know what that was about.
you never know. So we got a lot going on.
It's probably
but,
one of those knives that are broken.
You know.
But between we got a lot of cool knives coming up. Regular stock stuff that we're working on all the time for our dealers and, catching up on some of our orders because we were off for 2 months. Just like everyone else dealing with the whole COVID thing. And now we're getting back. And it's been a little bit slower process than I expected, I think.
Getting back?
Back
I thought we've
normal.
Been jamming pretty good.
Huh?
It's
I think we've
been
cruising
curve,
right along here.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's slower because we don't have the whole crew back yet. So it's kind of like we're still at a little bit downsized pace.
Yeah,
I
but
feel.
I thought know. Quota was okay. And
yeah, I know we're doing fine.
I thought
just,
we were doing pretty good.
You know, just it's still the world's not quite right back to normal. So I guess we're going to get what we get, right?
That's so. Well, but
we're
happy that we're doing what we're doing.
Dude, I am thrilled. Look at
I
this.
I know, I'm just saying.
I'm smiling. And I got this hologram.
And
mean the Trans Am dashboard
yeah,
sticker.
We're putting a lift on later.
What
putting a lift kit on.
What could you be upset about today?
So. I'm not. I'm quite happy today.
Right on.
I think you should be excited because you're actually closer to the door in your new parking spot.
He's got a point.
He really does. You should keep that in mind before you go.
You should stick
her. You got a bad hip. Going up and down a grade is not good for you.
I might. Oh, I've already thought about letting Mr. Barbie Jeep keep the spot and me going right there.
Letting me keep the spot.
Just park kind of sideways.
I think I would say maybe. It's fair, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. But
you're wrong.
4 out of 5 days, I'm here before him. So
perhaps you should challenge him to a test of grip strength.
First day.
Please, God, no.
A test of grip strength.
Please,
oh,
no.
I wonder who would win that one.
Stop crushing my land.
Give him the parking space.
Sam, should Sam fetch
first
the block?
First person to raise the block of steel
luckily,
off the table
no
left-handed.
Video
with
this
podcast,
so.
Our poor listeners have no idea what we're talking
about,
fine. Right? Okay. Just checking.
Please reference the Virtual Knife Academy from earlier today.
Yeah. There's a big steel block that's really heavy. Really heavy.
Okay, it's a hunk of steel, maybe 4 inches wide.
Let's just go big.
6 or 7 inches tall.
Approximately 50 pounds.
15 inches long. It is just a big old hunk
you
of steel.
I feel like...
And
I think
it's heavier. No, I think it's heavier.
Yeah, I think it's heavier than 50.
50 pounds wouldn't be a problem.
70?
Why don't you go get it and weigh it later?
It's heavy.
We said we're not allowed to put it on scale.
Because Mom said no.
We had it sitting here on the dining room table in the workshop, and we were trying to lift it with two hands, just grabbing it from the top and grip strengthening it and lifting it straight up.
Yeah.
And we all did it to different degrees of success. And then one of these smart-ass guys said, ooh, let's try and do it one-handed.
That was me.
And then he lifted it up to his armpit with one hand, and...
He just walked right over to the table like he owned the place and lifted it up one-handed.
Then Sam did it. LT and I could not. So then LT and I did it with one hand, but we both did it, and then we could do it. So whoop-de-doo.
And Mikey did it, too. All of those guys got forearms and they're power lifters.
That's different.
And Sam's deadlifts like 300 now. And
yeah.
So it's you know, it
and
is
apparently Nick was born this way.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So he says.
He has those thigh arms. They're not forearms.
Yeah, he has thigh arms.
Thigh arms, not forearms.
Look at these
you're
muscles.
The one that said you wanted to measure them.
Yeah, so there you have it. But all right, right. I hope you guys enjoyed our day of just kind of sitting around chatting. We definitely have topics from time to time. We enjoy doing the shack. We wanted to throw a shack in there. Remember, the Blade Show was canceled, so we're going to go a different direction and have a virtual
August 7th, August 8th.
August 7th and August 8th of 2020.
Or join the Poundhouse for more information.
Yeah, join the PH, man. Get on the Poundhouse. Hang out with us. We got a lot
it's
of cool stuff going on.
$20 a year, monthly giveaways, yearly giveaways, the forum and all its topics. Typically, we have a camp out. We didn't do that this year.
So we hope you enjoy what we have to talk about. Sometimes we just like to get together and talk. But this is truly what we do when we're not working is we talk about what
is
you just heard.
Each other about our vehicles.
Yep. And
who can
we just
lift
keep going.
Steel?
I'm so thankful that I am on the periphery because I have been working on the Land Rover, but it's not done yet.
For 7
now, wait
years.
A minute.
7 years.
Wait a
That's
minute.
True.
He says seven he's on the periphery. Okay.
Well, I don't get
That's
the everyday jokes that y'all
That's
get.
That's because we
That's
because
you don't
material.
Drive yours to work.
Because we've been ragging you for 7 years.
I know. You've gotten it all out of your system.
Everyone else has got less time in it.
I never said this was going to be a fast project.
You know the memes where
leave
a guy's
hot rod out of it.
You know, the guy that died waiting for X. Well, that's all of us waiting for Mike's Land Rover.
In those same 7 years, I have worked on my truck while it sat next to someone's hot rod who has never.
Wow, I'm over here being quiet. I'm being quiet. I tore it apart. I took it apart.
Mm-mm. Yes, you did.
Okay.
And then it sat.
And
now,
I'm not working on it now.
Wait. You're
there's
working
on it?
There's a real
working on
it.
I'm working on
it. He bought some parts for it.
He started it.
No.
Do you remember when he brought the Land Rover back from New Mexico?
Yes, I
and
do.
And you remember what he said? How long it was going to be until he had it running as his daily driver? Because
no.
I do.
How long?
How long?
2 years.
I do remember when it came back from New Mexico, it ran. Scott immediately got it hung up out back. We had to pull it out with a Jeep.
Don't worry, I have video.
That was an epic moment, by the by.
Was that the
fact? Oh, I love coming around the corner and seeing Scott there all with a shovel trying to dig that Land Rover out. That was hilarious.
That was good times.
I wanted to see what
the
actual
put the winch on it.
That was sad.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah,
that was
my first time that the Land Rover got stuck, it was saved by a Cherokee. I'm never going to live that down.
Nope.
No, it was great. I loved
sure
it.
Aren't.
Loved every moment
I wasn't
of
even driving.
Pushing the
winch
button.
It wasn't really his fault.
It was
I was the passenger, though.
See, that's what you get for playing. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
Check out all the old shacks, and we're going to have a bunch of new stacks coming at you. Tune into our virtual shows. Check us out on Facebook. Instagram, check the website, call the shop, talk to my wife. She's glad to talk to you.
Sure,
if you're looking for
something.
Any cool knives, we always got something going on. And
that
we definitely
sweet.
Have a lot of going on right now. And we like to sit around, have fun, drink coffee, build trucks, talk about knives, guns, camping, you name it, that's what we do. Thanks for tuning in. LTWK brings you the shack every now and then when we get around to making an episode.
I'd love to say
it was once a week.
We haven't talked about guns in a while. We should maybe
do
that next time.
Yeah, we've got to do a gun episode coming up. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.